thanks to Almighty God for the wonderful feast we celebrate today, the Feast of All Saints Day. Why do we give thanks to God right away? We give thanks to God right away is because of his infinite love for us, that he has created us, that he has sustained us here in this life, that he has nurtured us, and he holds out a place for us in heaven with him for all eternity. And we celebrate today those saints who are in heaven. If we look at the church calendar, we see that there are many saints' feasts that we celebrate during the year. In fact, there are many, many saints who are canonized, officially pronounced by the church, that infallibly these individuals who lived a just and holy life here in this world, who died a just and holy death, are now in heaven enjoying the beatific vision. But the number of canonized saints, those number of saints who are officially declared by the church to be in heaven, is very small compared to the mass number of saints who are not canonized but are in heaven. Think about that. There are so many men and women who have lived in the past who were never known by other people. They lived a hidden life. They might have been in the home, taking care of their children, living just what would be called an ordinary life, but they are living it for God. There are so many individuals who might have been working, or it could be any aspect of life, but simply they did their daily duties humbly, and they did it for God. And after their death, God rewarded them in heaven. So we celebrate not only the canonized saints, their feast today, the Feast of All Saints, but especially we want to celebrate the feast of for all of those saints who are now in heaven. So what a great number are there. And that's why I say we should thank God first and foremost, because it's because of God's infinite love for each and every one of us that they are there now, and so too that our home is being held out for us as well. So we can thank God first. But second, I would like us to all think about the saints who are in heaven now. They are our friends. They are our family. They are longing for us to be there with them. We are part of the church militant. Our salvation is not secure. We still have to continue to fight until our last breath, continue to do our very best to keep the commandments, to live a just and a holy life. And if we do so, how we live will be how we die. And God will reward us if we live that just and holy life with heaven. The saints are interceding for us before Almighty God, even now, as we assist at Mass. What joy does that bring to our hearts to know that we have a host of our friends and family in heaven who are praying for us. They want us to be together with them forever in heaven. And it's very important that for each and every one of us, that we desire the same thing. And in this life, we can become so easily distracted by the things of this world. Our heart can become so easily attached to the things of this world. And we need to be on our guard. We need to do our very best to keep our focus on heaven, keep our focus on our family and friends and loved ones who are there in heaven waiting for us. For if we keep our will fixed on the thought that I want to save my soul, I want to save my soul, I want to get to heaven, if we keep our will and our heart fixed on that intention, that will help us to walk through this world. There's a quote from Scripture, it's from the Psalms. We pray it as religious and priests. It talks about how you're on somewhat of a mountaintop, and as you're walking along this trail on the mountaintop, it says, 1,000 fall by the one side, and 10,000 fall by the other side. But I will travail that path, that very narrow path. Is that not the case for us as we go through our life? The path to heaven is very narrow and filled with thorns. How easily we can take one misstep. We put ourselves in an unnecessary occasion of sin, and we fall off that trail. Almighty God has an infinite love for us. He's infinitely merciful, and he's ready and willing to bring us back to that trail and help us along the way. As long as we are sorry for our sins, we are resolved to not sin again and to amend our lives, God brings us back. But there are so many who have come before us, who have finished the course, who have made it along that trail, and are enjoying their reward forever in heaven. And we should look to their lives. We should study the lives of the saints. I think especially parents, as your children are growing up, teach them about the saints. Pick up a good saint book and teach them about the saints. Make it a point, maybe once a day or during the week on a Sunday, try to teach them about a different saint. In Omaha this last week on Thursday, we had our All Saints Day party for the school. So the students were able to dress up as different saints from the past. So most of the students dressed up. One of the little boys, I think he is maybe in third grade now, fourth grade, he was dressed up as Saint Benedict. But he might have dressed himself, so I had a hard time knowing which saint he was. He had on just like a black robe, and when he came up to me, I asked him, "Who are you?" And he told me right away, some Benedictine, or I can't remember exactly what he said. But when he did, as I said, who showed you how to dress? Who helped you get your All Saints Day costume? He said, "Well, I looked in the Saints book." And I said, "Okay, all right, go get me the Saints book if you have it here. I thought I'd seen him carrying it around earlier." And he ran and he grabbed his All Saints book. It's one of the saints and pictures, the saints and images. And he opened up the book and he showed me a picture of Saint Benedict, and he had a black robe on. And I said, "And in that same picture, there's a crow on Saint Benedict's shoulder." And I said, "This boy's name is Joseph." I said, "Joseph, where's your crow? Where's your crow at?" And he said, "Well, that's up here. I have it up in the part of my prop." So he did have the crow, but just that book that he was using, you know, it's a book that I'm familiar with, the book that I've used before, the very simple but a good means of teaching our children about the saints. It's important that we all learn about the saints, because when we learn about them in their lives, we are inspired by how they, too, were just like us. They, too, had to overcome temptations. They, too, had to overcome trials and difficulties and sufferings. So when we read the lives of the saints, it's an inspiration for us to pick up our cross, for us to be patient, for us to stay close to our Blessed Mother and Almighty God. Also, it is a reminder to us that there's no crown in heaven without the cross. As I said, that narrow path that's on the mountaintop, the path to heaven is a path that is narrow and filled with thorns. And we can see from the lives of the saints before us that they too had strong will. They wanted to save their soul. They were going to do everything they could to save their soul. So not only does it inspire us by their lives, but it also gives us an example of how we can practice virtue in our own life. Each and every one of us should have a few saints who we are especially devoted to. As we learn more about the saints, we'll really have a liking or take an inclination to this saint or to that saint, depending on the sufferings they had to endure, depending on the lifestyle they had to live. You know, it all depends. That's something that we come across as we learn about the saints. And as you become more devoted to a particular saint, we will practice their virtues. We will practice the virtues that they showed us in their life. And that's what really helps us to become a saint here and now, is practicing virtues. It's one thing to say that, yes, I want to become a saint, and I want to become the saint that God wants me to become. And then it's another thing to make it happen, because God always gives us the grace for us to become the saints that he wants us to become. But it's our part to cooperate with that grace. So it's one thing to say that, yes, I will become a saint. It's another thing to put that in action. Let's look at the saints and how they put that in action. Today is the day to rejoice. Today we should thank Almighty God for forgiving us, for creating us, for sustaining us here in this life, giving us all of the graces that we need to become a saint. But then also let's thank God for giving us those saints who are now in heaven, getting to enjoy the beatific vision. And I pray that for each and every one of us, that we may look to particular saints, we may be devoted to some particular saint for whatever reason, and that we may imitate them and be inspired by them in our own life. God will bless us, God will reward us, and we will get to enjoy that reward forever in heaven. And that's what we've got to keep our attention fixed on. Keep our will focused on the fact that heaven is my home. This earth is not my heaven. This earth is not my home. For as we see so tragically in many cases, individuals of the world try to make this earth their heaven. They try to arrange everything in their life so that way there's no suffering. So that way they enjoy as much pleasure and joy as they can. But that's not where our heart is. That's not where our heart is focused. Our heart understands that this life is but a short test. That the purpose of this life is for us to get to our true home, which is heaven. True life begins when we die. For this life is but a test. And when we pass this test by God's grace and our efforts, we get to go to our true home, which is with the saints forever in heaven. Rejoice.